This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We agree that if you're being violent, you should be arrested. You should be prosecuted. There is no disagreement on that. I think that's an effort that we can all say. But this is not what's happening. We are having an administration that's targeting peaceful protests, people that are there to protest. The president is sending the National Guard because he doesn't like the scenes. He doesn't like the scenes of people peacefully protesting. And we know that California law enforcement, local law enforcement, they're there to protect the public. They're there to protect and have public safety. And that's what they're there to do. Now, when people turn on law enforcement is when you get that response. So we want to make sure that, you know, people are continue to speak up, that people show up, but that people are peaceful about the situation. And that's what we're continuing to tell people.
Peaceful protests, they said. Super peaceful. I mean, it sounds peaceful, right?
Look at all that peace behind her.
I mean, there's so much peace happening in the video behind her. It is... I mean, I don't even understand how anybody could be upset over all of the peace that has been had in Los Angeles. And that's what they always say, you know, when the left goes crazy. No, no, no. Don't be upset. It's mostly peaceful, though. And I'm trying to figure out, what would it be like if that's, you know, mostly peaceful? What would not peaceful look like? I mean, the stories that are coming out of LA are pretty amazing. And it all has to do, obviously, with immigration. People are, these leftists are, they're super upset because law and order is finally being had. And we've got like a huge amount of these audio sound bites where they say that these, well, like, you know, oh, they blame Trump also. They also blame Trump. That's the other thing. Of course, it's Trump's fault. Listen to the mayor, Karen Bass, right now. Listen to this. Oh, sorry. This is eight. Cut eight.
What we're seeing in L.A. is chaos caused by the administration. People should exercise their right to protest. That's their First Amendment right. But people should also exercise that right peacefully. We do not want to play into the administration's hands. We're working with officials, we're organizing resources, but what we're seeing in Los Angeles is chaos that is provoked by the administration.
How is it provoked by the administration is what I would like to know. How is it there? You know, I get it that they're Democrats, but I also don't understand why this is being blamed on POTUS. Now, first off, if you're joining us, Dana Lash with you, we're at the top of this weird Monday, because what I had read that was happening, and this is what I read, Kane, tell me if it's different for you, is that the Border Patrol, Customs Agents, Border Patrol, ICE, they had ICE agents, I'm pulling up this one story that I have, that I accidentally closed out right when we started, forgive me. So the way that I understand it, they were... they had ICE agents that set up a command post near a Home Depot. And then everybody lost their minds. Isn't that kind of like the left, not everybody, but the left lost their minds? That's kind of what I...
It was a whole warehouse and highway away from the Home Depot, but okay.
And, well, yeah, it was near a Home Depot. The way that it was spun is that ICE agents were raiding the Home Depot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have like more audio for you too, because there's one video where Karen Bass was on CNN and she was on with Wolf Blitzer. And I think this was this morning. And as she was on with them, and she was saying that the National Guard was not needed and it's ridiculous. There's literally a car literally in the background that blew up. I mean, they are showing her, and she's talking to Wolf Blitzer on CNN. And as that's happening, there is a car that literally blows up. Watch this. This is insane. Juan's got the B-roll. There she, there
Mayor
she is.
Karen Bass. Hi, Mayor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi.
Hi. So what are you and your police force? I know how busy you are preparing for the hours ahead. What are you expecting on that front?
She's like, we don't need to go.
Well, I just have to say that if you dial back time and go to Friday, if immigration raids had not happened here, we would not have the disorder that went on last night. I will tell you that it is peaceful now, but we do not know where and when the next raids will be. That is the concern, because people in the city have a rapid response network. If they see ICE, they go out and they protest. And so it's just a recipe for pandemonium that is completely unnecessary. Nothing was happening here. Los Angeles was peaceful before Friday. What? When we find out when and where the other raids are going to happen, that will determine how the police respond.
So the other thing that I understand, now the Waymos, aren't those are like Ubers, but they drive themselves, right? The Waymo cars? I think those are like only in California. Now, the reason I bring this up is because these protests, these rioters literally began calling Waymo cars. And then when the Waymo cars, the little Waymo cars would show up, they would blow them up and set them on fire. Yep. I've never felt bad for a piece of machinery before. Imagine you're the little Waymo car and you're pulling up because a rioter called you and you're like, hello, I'm here to take you to aw. And then they like set you on fire. I've never felt bad for an inanimate object before, Kane, but I do now. I was like, oh, those little Waymo cars.
Are there no victims left over by the left?
I mean, like, my goodness. I'm kind of thinking that way. But she was saying, oh, it's just as peaceful until it wasn't peaceful. They were looting stores. I mean, you know, looting Foot Lockers for social justice or whatever. I mean, you know, you got to have a cool pair of sneaks, I guess, to go out and burn down the Waymo cars. This has been going on. What are we like on day three now, I think? Are we on day three?
I think it's four.
Is it day four? Day three or day four, one of the two. Hell, I don't know. They've been rioting this whole time. Nobody knows. Nobody knows anymore. But it's been quite a bit, a little bit of time. And it's been very violent. There's been a lot of fires. There have been people assaulted. They've assaulted cops. I mean, this has been going on for quite some time. And so, yeah, they were refusing to get anybody involved. That's what happens. There are people and business owners that are in Los Angeles that were begging city leadership, please get involved. Please do something. Please help us. Please help us. And then you've had this insane destruction, and then the city leadership is like, no, we're just, there's nothing to see here. It's mostly peaceful. And then you have wrapped up in this, you have the little Hamas picnic blanket wearing terrorist sympathizers. I mean, you got Waymo's cop car set on fire in the middle of the street. What I don't get, the people who walk around with the Mexican flag, I mean, I guess it's pretty customary to profess your love for a country you absolutely refuse to live in. Who knew, Kane? I love Mexico so much, but don't you dare make me live there. I'll burn down your Waymos.
But here's how I look at it. If you're waving a foreign flag and you're destroying a different country, is that not war or an act of war of some
sort?
Well,
I mean, I don't think it's organized by Mexico. Hell, who knows anymore?
No, of course not.
Crazy.
My Lord, we should treat them as such.
I just think you got to go, right? I mean, you got to, you know... California calls for aid. The Waymos are lit. I mean, come on. You got it at that point. The guys were circling around with, I mean, it's, and then you got the donuts stand in the background. I mean, you can't make this up. This is just, this is like B-roll for Republicans, for Gavin Newsom going into 2028. Of course, they're too stupid to actually think that. They're going, we can't even get the judicial process right for some of this stuff. But I mean, this is not a peaceful protest. And I think all of these people need to be sent TF home. Send them home. I don't even care if they go home. I just fling them to wherever you think they're from. I don't care.
Look at that. It's mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful. Who's this like riding around on a crotch rocket waving the Mexican flag? Like, what is this? What is this? These are not peaceful protests. I mean, I was told, Kane, now you guys all watching, bear with me. I was told, we were all reliably told that when you're attacking the police and when you are committing destruction, I was told that that, ladies and gentlemen, was an insurrection. I was reliably told this. Now, is that I think that this is an insurrection? I feel like it is. Doesn't it seem that way? I feel like it is. I mean, they've had rocks through windshields. I'm just looking at a list of some of the destruction and all the, I mean, we could sit here and just regale you with all of this video nonstop.
Their biggest complaint about J6 was about the federal officers that were involved. I wonder how they feel about federal officers now that they've been, I mean, and we have, even from this morning, where you have giant chunks of concrete being thrown onto the heads of police. This is what they're doing. Somehow now they don't care about federal officers?
I saw this one report from a local, I don't think it was KTLA, but it's another local station in Los Angeles. And they were saying, well, some of these protesters have taken to tossing rocks. By tossing rocks, we mean giant chunks of concrete from bridge overpasses onto the police cars below. That seems like attempted murder to me. That's not, you're not protesting. That's attempted murder. And you had Mayor Karen Bass. She put out this statement. This was yesterday that she had sent. Well, yeah, this was. She said, we will not stand for this. And she had her little statement. Actually, sorry, this was the 6th. So this was Friday evening. She said, this morning we received reports of federal immigration enforcement actions in multiple locations. As a mayor of a proud city of immigrants, blah, 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 blah. We will not stand for this. Okay, you can be a proud city of immigrants, a proud city of legal immigrants, people who came legally, not people who are sneaking across the border and doing, you know, stuff like, I don't know, just case in point. I have a million stories like this. There's a Marine, according to the New York Post, that reported this. He's fighting for his life after he was paralyzed. He was shot by an illegal immigrant who had previously been arrested and deported 4 separate times. This Marine veteran from Texas, his name is Jimmy Freisenhan. He survived multiple overseas deployments, including to Iraq. He was in the Marines for 14 years. He was shot by an illegal immigrant at a sports bar, and he's now paralyzed. The illegal immigrant, Wilmer Ruiz, Ortega Ruiz, he refused to give up the pistol. He was identified as cops. It was not a peaceful arrest. And the Marine veteran has a 5-month-old baby girl. He was left with a spinal injury, a ruptured esophagus and vocal cords. He's gone through 6 surgeries. His prognosis isn't fantastic. And it was discovered that, I mean, there have been countless detainers placed on this illegal immigrant who shot him, Ortega Ruiz. And he was first arrested in San Antonio, the illegal immigrant, charged with a DWI in October 2020. He was let go and failed to show up to court. Bexar County, they also downgraded the DWI charge to simply obstructing a passageway because that's that illegal immigrant privilege. And then he violated his terms of his probation. He got arrested for a second time. They let him go. He didn't show up for court. He got arrested again in September 23, bonded out, failed to show up for court. He got arrested a 4th time in November 2024 and sentenced to time served 3 weeks later. And then he was in an assault where he beat his girlfriend, fled before cops arrived, and then he sneaked into the country again as a gotaway. So that's because we have a completely lawless border. So under the Biden and Harris policies, got this Marine veteran shot and paralyzed now. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. No one is a city of that. We have a lot more on the way because we've got the latest with Abrego Garcia, the Kilmer Abrego Garcia in that case. And then, of course, the little selfie flotilla going into Gaza. We got that in a bunch of stuff as we move. Summer is all about making great memories. Backyard barbecues, road trips, lake days, even just relaxing in a hammock with a good book. Spending time with friends and family, catching sunset views. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. It's kind of hard to enjoy the simple moments when you're in pain. So here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made with natural ingredients. And unlike pain meds that just mask it, Relief Factor works to reduce, even eliminate your pain for good. So whether you're spending time at the lake or chasing your kids or grandkids or just enjoying a summer stroll, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of what you love. Reclaim your summer. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF to get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Was this whole Doge thing the best idea? After trying to save the government trillions of dollars in spending, Congress is voting to only keep $9 billion of the Doge cuts. Are they totally insulting our intelligence?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, an urgent recall now. Oh, here we go, Kane. With eggs. Salmonella could kill you if you eat it. Nearly 2 million eggs are being recalled over fears they could be contaminated with a deadly, potentially pathogen. The FDA revealed the recall of 1.7 million brown, cage-free and certified organic eggs. How? I mean, are you licking the shell? They said that some of the affected cartons could be lurking in refrigerators. They said it's brands like Rally, Simple Truth, and Sun Harvest. And they have a Julian date, a timestamp indicating when they were packaged between 32 and 126. I don't know. Another one is apparently, I guess, what the organics. I've seen those in the stores before. But I don't know. Just like, don't lick the shells. They're like, you know, cooking them sunny side up. That might not be enough. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Just Google your damn egg carton. I'm not going to sit here and go through the whole thing of eggs because I think some of this is so overblown, really. The White House dismissed Pride Month as World Pride gathers in Washington. Oh, nobody cares. Everybody pay attention to our protest about how we have to sex. No. Amid recession fears, Americans are changing how they handle money in unexpected ways. They said a lot of people are now prioritizing no surprise fees as their top concern when making purchases. And 58% believe a recession is inevitable. Drinking sugar could be worse than eating it, according to a new study. And dating apps might be messing with your mental health. I think almost every app messes with your mental health. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. So let's be real. Medical freedom isn't just a catchphrase. It's your right. Your health decisions belong to you and not the government, not Big Pharma, and definitely not some unelected bureaucrat. So that's why I'm all in on what All Family Pharmacy is doing. They're putting medical power back where it belongs, and that's in the hands of you, Americans. Through the end of June, they're making it even easier to take back control because when you control your health, you protect your family, your future, and your freedom. Get 20% off site-wide. No insurance, no problem. No insurance needed. And licensed doctors in all 50 states. You'll also receive fast shipping straight to your doorstep. This isn't just about convenience. It's also about freedom. You can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You can get methylene blue, emergency kits, antibiotics, whatever you need to be prepared, proactive, and protected. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use promo code Dana20 to get 20% off your order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana20. Don't wait for permission. Own your health and take your freedom seriously.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But there, you have some of these people, they're objecting because they don't want to get kicked out of America, and yet they're burning the American flag, and yet they're waving the flag of the country that they don't want to get sent back to. Can you please make this make sense to me? I mean, it's insane. And so what happens in California, I think a lot of people over the years, they just haven't felt safe, particularly in places like L.A. And in San Francisco, because, you know, they really do let the inmates run the asylum. Yeah. When you try to do that in Florida, the chances of you getting away with that is precisely zero, because we will hold you accountable.
Yeah, they will grab you and deport you. They're not messing around in Florida. People can sit here and they can joke about having those protests there. Ain't going to happen. Welcome back. That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He was addressing some folks and was asked about that question. We're at the bottom of this first hour. Dana Lash with you. Channel 347 is the stream. The chat's at Rumble. The response, I mean, it's a very stark difference between that, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who has, well, audio soundbite, which one? We've got a million of them. This is maybe, what, let's do six. Yeah, he's challenging Tom Homan, and I just feel like you don't do that with Uncle Tom Homan. Go ahead.
He's been here 10 years. The fear, the horror, the hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy.
Tough guy.
You know, I don't give a damn, but I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
The perception is there's
this guy, by the way, who has not rebuilt any of his area back yet from the wildfires. And they've had so much corruption. It's under his policies that made it so difficult to even start rebuilding. And now they've actually been, you know, he's got a lot of insurance companies in his back pocket. He's been doing everything he can, apparently, on behalf of the insurance companies more so than people, than Los Angelinos and everyone in the wildfire area. So Gavin Newsom, he's challenging Tom Homan. Like, that's so dippy. Just stop it. Just stop. Stop acting like these are peaceful protests. They're not. They're destroying your city. I mean, I don't know how much more support this guy can lose at this point, but I feel like he can't run moderate on this. And this is going to shatter all of the work that Gavin Newsom's done to try to run to the center this past year and a half, because this does not look like a center moderate position at all. I mean, you're advocating and you're defending violent thugs who are taking the opportunity just to cause destruction and to loot. I saw that they had it go out over the police scanners that LAPD is trying to make it to where they want Waymo to shut down their app, because most of the cars that have been called up for Waymo, the self-driving stuff, most of the cars that have been called up for that, they're getting set on fire. Now, on top of this, you have the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, very Mexican name.
Yeah, sounds real Mexican.
I wonder if her family name changed somewhere, sometime after World War II. Curious. Anyway, Claudia Sheinbaum, who is, she's mad. She says they're not going to stand for any taxes on remittances. And it sounds like she's encouraging protests in the United States in this audio soundbite. Now, as Juan gets ready to throw this up, I want you to remember that you can't go and protest in Mexico if you're a foreigner. Watch this.
If necessary, we will mobilize, because we do not want taxes on the remittances sent by our fellow countrymen from the United States to Mexico.
Mobilize. What do you mean, mobilize? How much more can you mobilize? Can you get water in there by Tijuana near San Diego? Can you just pump that right out in the Pacific anymore? What do you mean? What do you mean mobilize? You're going to send up more fentanyl through the cartels? You can't tell me this chick is not in bed with the cartels. You cannot tell me she doesn't get up every morning out of a cartel bed. You can't tell me. Come on.
She's alive. That's how you know.
Yeah, she's alive. That's exactly it. No, she's shady. She is shady AF, that woman. What does that mean, mobilize, though? Mobilize how? Oh, we're not going to stand for the taxes on remittances. Well, then why don't you do more to stop the flow of illegal immigration and from the southern border? Why don't you do more to control the cartels? Why don't you do more to stop the fentanyl? I mean, Claudia Sheinbaum's getting played like a cuck by China right now. She is. Claudia Sheinbaum is getting played like a cuck by China. And it is embarrassing to watch. She thinks that she's the strong female leader, and she's not. She's getting played by the cartels. She's getting played by China. And it doesn't care how weak and ineffective and pathetic she looks, apparently, so long as she has this optic of being in power. Good grief. She's like the Mexican Kamala Harris. It's unbelievable. So what is that? You know, you can't. If she's trying to get people to mobilize in the United States, and her wording is vague there, but I'm just going to assume that that's what she means. You can't You can't do that. They had, back in 2002, 18 Americans from Evergreen State College were deported from Mexico because they took part in a May Day march. And there wasn't, they didn't riot. Nobody did any, I mean, it was actually just a march. Their law in Mexico, you cannot even show up at a demonstration. You can't even be present at a demonstration, much less speak or anything like that. I mean, nothing like that. I mean, this is, I mean, it is illegal for that to happen. I mean, they have, I mean, you could sit here and look at it. They give lip service to, what do they say, human rights and all this other stuff, but you're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to take part in any marches, show up at any demonstrations. You're not, I mean, it is highly illegal to participate in any and all political activity in Mexico if you are not a Mexican citizen. You are not allowed. There's no protesters' rights for you there. They don't have a First Amendment. They don't do that like we do. So, no, you can't. You will get immediately arrested. And they will identify you and they will arrest you. That's one thing. They do that better than they do stopping fentanyl and the cartels at the southern border. So, Claudia Sheinbaum, no. We're applying the exact same law that Mexico has to people who immigrate here illegally from Mexico. That's how that works. We're going to continue doing it because it's our right, and we're going to continue doing it because we voted for it. If you don't, be respectful. Don't be trash. Don't be a thug, Claudia. Don't be a thug. So, this, you have no, I mean, I was reading this piece. There is no protection of foreigners' rights in Mexico. There is none. Would you vacation in Mexico, Kane? And I know I asked this because you have family there, but if,
I do.
You know.
I haven't vacationed in Mexico since the 90s. So the answer is no. I mean, I can't even, from the 90s to now, I can't remember a stretch of time that was actually safe and inviting to go to Mexico.
Yeah. And I would love to go. I mean, I've never been. I've never been to Mexico. I've been down there at the border. Like, literally, I've been across the Rio from it, and I've seen it. And I've seen coyotes on the other, like, actual human coyotes on the other side of it. And, but I've never, and I don't know that I would feel comfortable doing that. You know, I don't know. I'm not quite sure I would. I mean, we have friends and family that go all the time, and they're like, oh, you should come. And I just, I don't know. Especially because they think that their president is a cuck. No, I don't think I could. No. Oh, I'm sure they'd probably, I'm sure if you were critical of the president there or one of the cartels, I'm sure they would totally get you.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't, and it's sad because it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. My gosh, I would love to go all over, but just not. I mean, the cuisine and the food and the scenery and everything, the history, that would be amazing. But no, can't, no. And I just, can you imagine how would the left react if Trump got up and was saying that we were going to mobilize in protest of other, like, in other countries because of their policies? Like, actually verbalize that the way Sheinbaum did. Can you imagine? What would the left, they're celebrating her. What would they say if Trump did that?
Dictator,
fascist, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Audio Sunbite 7, this was Newsom kind of now, pleading to that. Listen to this. This is him asking that of POTUS.
Just, I mean, where's your decency, Mr. President? Stop. Rescind this order. It's illegal and unconstitutional. And I said it, I'll say it again, it's immoral. You're creating the conditions that you claim you're solving, and you're not. And you're putting real people's lives at risk.
Well, Tom Homan responded to Gavin Newsom. Audio Soundbite 5. He had a couple things to say to him, his little challenge. Listen to Tom Homan here.
I'd love to get your response to Governor Newsom saying, essentially, that your actions here are provocative, and the quote that he used was sowing chaos.
Look, Governor Newsom's an embarrassment for the state. But, you know, he's the one that's feeding this mantra. He supports sanctuary cities. He supports sanctuary laws. If he cared about public safety in the state of California, he would not have a sanctuary for criminals, where criminals get released to the streets of this state every day because of his policy.
You know what? And we were talking about vacationing in Mexico. So Kane's family's from Mexico. So Lorraine, who moderates the chat, and she's a contributor over at Chapter and Verse and Substack. She's like, nope, I wouldn't go to Mexico. Her husband's Mexican. Her husband, she says he's first gen, born on this side of the border. She wouldn't even go and vacation over there. That's, man, that's, you know, it's bad then. Oh my gosh. So yeah, Sheinbaum needs it. Like, what do they think is going to happen? Do they think that these protests or riots are going to do anything to move public perception away from law and order and more towards mass illegal immigration? I'm asking that seriously, because you even get a moderate out there, and a moderate's looking at this going, no way, this is not going to fly. This is chaos. It's dangerous. It's the summer, and you're going to see these next summer. These protests are going to be even crazier because we're going to be going into midterms. But I'm just amazed at the way that they've been running defense, mostly peaceful. I mean, amazed was sort of not really surprised, though, if I'm being honest. And of course, so many of these things are organized. We have this, looking at some of my other things here. A lot of NGOs, Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights, Party for Socialism and Liberation, all of these are well-funded by third-party entities. And it's incredibly, it's all very organized. And isn't there another thing that they're doing coming up on June 14th called No Kings? Yeah. And Christy Walton reportedly paid for a big giant ad in the New York Times. The Walton heiress, Walmart heiress, calling for a nationwide day of defiance and for people to rise up. Oh my gosh, stop it. I'm so tired of this stuff. Rise up for what? Oh, we're just mad. You're mad over what? Because you lost an election? Get over it. Our good friends over at Angel Studios. I don't know if you guys have seen their record-breaking animated faith-based film, King of Kings, because this is one of the new offerings that they have out there. Angel Studios has built something pretty different. They're putting power back into the hands of the viewers. And the film has an all-star cast. I've never heard of such a faith-based film having an all-star cast. Like, you have Ben Kingsley in this and Kenneth Branagh. You have Uma Thurman in this. You have Oscar Isaac in this. Forrest Whitaker's in this. It got an A+ cinema score, 98% audience rating. So it's a super popular, very well-done animated faith-based film that you can watch without drowning in wokery. And when you join the Angel Studios Guild and become a member, you can watch not just King of Kings, but stream all of the fan-curated shows and get 2 free tickets to every Angel Studios theatrical release. So visit angel.com/Dana. Join over 1 million Americans taking back control of entertainment. Become a premium Angel Studios Guild member. Watch King of Kings, stream the shows and the movies, and get 2 free tickets to every theatrical release. That's angel.com/Dana.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
What was this from? Oh, the Tonys. That's right. They had the Theater Kids Awards over the weekend, didn't they? Here's the bit loudest theater kid. You win. So that was Robert De Niro who came out. And I don't care if you don't like the president, but when you do something like that at an award ceremony, it's just kind of cringe, right? Oh, he said the F word. Well, he must be smart. He said the F word. He's a hardcore badass person. No one thinks this. Nobody. I'm just like, that old man is mad. Who made him mad? Someone did not give him his early bird, his senior citizen discount. Like, what's up? Yeah, I didn't pay attention to the Tonys. My mother ruined me on all theater. Except for, well, I will say, we had a friend who is a conservative opera singer. And I went to the opera to watch him perform. And I was blown away. It was amazing. But I know, it's weird. I just can't get into the sidebar. You, in case you're new here, I cannot suspend my disbelief. I'm like, how do all these people know the same choreography? Like, how are they, you're harmonizing just like that you just met? Like, how does that, doesn't happen in real life, you know? Like, where's the practice? I got to see the rehearsal first. Anyway, isn't this like the third or fourth time that that De Niro did this? Yeah. Is it really tough that, I don't know. I don't know. But I think that there are classier ways to disagree. We need to make class great again, yeah. I think, in this country.
Actually, I'm 100% with you there. And also, it sounded like he was literally reading that off a teleprompter. Like, yeah, he couldn't even remember how much he hated Trump.
He had a Biden moment, you know. They are the same age or something like that, aren't they? I don't want to dislike De Niro because he played some really good characters, but he makes it hard for me to like him. It's like, I don't begrudge anybody having a political opinion, but when it feels like it's directed at me because I disagree with you, then I have a problem, you know? It's just, you know, do what you're, that's on you if you want that livelihood and you want that fandom. But it's just tacky. It's so tacky anymore. I can't even watch these award shows because somebody gets up there and they have their queer trans two-spirit whatever who is upset over immigration slash whatever the scene of the day is. It's annoying. All right, so coming up, oof. Couple of things. Who's funding the protest? Because it's all organized. And you know that they're redoubling their efforts to flip Texas blue. We're going to talk about that a little bit here coming up. We're also going to get into the latest with Kilmar Abrego Garcia. He was brought back to face charges. Kane is dying laughing right now. We're going to dive into all of that and more. Second hour on the way. Stick with us. More of The Dana Show back after this. And our partners that help make it possible. And the folks over at Super Beats with Super Barine, their latest product, invest in your metabolism and blood sugar support for less than a dollar a day when you buy Super Barine at Sam's Club. You know Super Beats, which helps to provide healthy blood pressure support. I've used it. You're going to like Super Barine. It's from the same brand that you can trust, doctor-formulated, plant-based, and doctor-formulated. With a unique form of berberine and Italian olive fruit extracts, you're getting additional antioxidant and cardiovascular support. And you can't just like walk out and buy any old berberine. I mean, you can, but you're not going to get the same results. The unique berberine and superberine is clinically studied to deliver nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. This means fewer pills to swallow because you're getting everything in one highly concentrated, easy to swallow capsule a day. And no GI distress because superberine includes grapeseed extract for greater tolerability. You can find both the new Super Barine and the number one best-selling Super Beats Heart Chews at Sam's Club. Restock your heart health support with Super Beats Heart Chews and expand your routine with new Super Barine for healthy metabolism and blood sugar support. Start today and get on the road to better cardiovascular health support from the folks at Human.
I mean, my first message is to keep it peaceful. I mean, obviously, this is a moment where we have to be on the streets all over the country to protest what's happening to our immigrant community, but more broadly, to protest what's happening to our democracy. This is the most corrupt administration in the history of the country, and we are going to rise to this moment by being out there on the streets. But ultimately, I think the country sees what Donald Trump is trying to do here. He's looking for a fight. There's nothing in what he is doing that is about peace or about restoring order. He's taking a protest that is relatively isolated. People in Los Angeles over the weekend would tell you that 99% of them went about their day. And it was pretty normal.
I have friends that live all over Southern California, all over. I have friends and like Central. I have friends from Santa Barbara all the way down to San Diego. And I'm talking like, I don't know, like at least 30, almost 40 people that we are actually know and talk to regularly that live there. And they are like, this is not isolated. They're like, whatever you're hearing, it is not isolated. And some of the neighborhoods are actually a couple of the neighborhoods are where we have some friends who live. They're like, oh, they try to act like it's all just Compton. And it's not. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Of course, the California press goes along with it. The leftist press there. That was Chris Murphy who's calling for more disorder and more unrest. That's what they're calling for. Because the left knows. You know, they know their people. They know that if they call for everybody to get out in the streets, that they're going to get out in the streets and they're going to run roughshod over law enforcement. They're protected in doing that. It's so stupid. And I'm just curious too. I made mention of this. I'm like, well, why are they so, you know, I'm waiting for there to be as much, criticism over the masked rioters as there has been over masked ICE agents who have to mask because cartels have put bounties on their heads and even targeted their family. There was one account called LA Scanner on Twitter. By the way, don't ever think, let me tell you, a lot of people who, like myself, who are just constitutionalists and we want to be left alone and we want to be happy, you know, and we want to like just enjoy life and listen to good music. And, you know, we want to bitch and moan about monetary policy. That's what we want to do. We want to slap fight over that kind of boring stuff. The moment you make us have to exert more energy into this other things is the moment that life is going to get bad for you. Because we're all like Gen Xers, baby Gen Xers, disgruntled Gen Zers, you know. We are like the meanest people you will ever encounter. The moment you make it to where we have to exert energy to deal with your nonsense on the left. So this little lunchbox named LA Scanner, I don't want to say his name. We know his name. Yeah. Know his address, license plates, everything. Now, I don't like going and doing, you know, I mean, yes, part of me loves vigilantism. That's the anarcho side. The other part of me does not like it because, you know, I just know. But when you're trying to dox ICE agents like this dude was, I've got screenshots of this dude online who's saying, you know, give me any, you know, photos, you know, et cetera, of ICE agents and location, et cetera, et cetera. And then the tables turned. Someone found him. And then he said, he posted, I recently discovered several posts containing my family's name and home addresses. This is unacceptable and violates our privacy. And if anyone appears at my residence with harmful intentions, I am legally entitled to use deadly force in accordance with my state's law. So he pretends to be this Los Angeles expert, and he lives in Texas. He doesn't even live in Los Angeles. And he looks like he's a couple of years short of even being able to legally carry a handgun. I mean, he might be, but it's kind of hard to tell because I don't think he's a fan of working out. And I'm just saying, like, when you are running your mouth like that and you're doxing people and trying to act hard, it's going to be thrown back in your face 11 times. That's the rule of the internet. So normally I would, you know, condemn something like that, but I'm not, because, you know, it's like you FAFO, you play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes. And he's been scrubbing his posts nonstop with this, but he was like trying to post photos of anything that he thought was like ICE agents that were unmasked, or there was like all kinds of crazy stuff he was doing, super dangerous. And he was doxing ICE agents, and he ended up getting doxed is what happened. And this when you see everything that these ICE agents have been, and not just ICE agents, local law enforcement that even try to uphold the law, they get photos of them. They put their names out online. They find their home addresses. They find out where their kids go to school. It has been pretty, it's becoming commonplace. That's one of the reasons why all these ICE agents have been covering their faces to protect themselves, because cartels have put actual hits on them. Don't try to flex online like this. I can't stand it when people do this. Do not try to do this, because there are people on the internet who are not like me, who do not have restraint. And you open that Pandora's box and you cannot close it. So don't be stupid. And it's nobody's fault but yourself, because you were trying to act hard and endanger other people's families by doxing them and putting this information online. And nobody feels bad for this chump. Nobody feels bad for him. It's unfortunate that people have to learn the hard way. So, you know, and then he's been scrubbing his, I hope he learns a lesson. I hope he learns a lesson and doesn't try to violate other people's privacy for clicks anymore in the future, now that it's been thrown back at him after he's endangered all of these other families. And then when it got turned back around on him, hopefully he learned his lesson. And like I said, it's unfortunate that he had to learn it in so stupid a fashion, but there it is. So this is just, this is how ridiculous it's gotten with all of this. And then you have got people like Chris Murphy out there saying, oh, yes, we need nationwide street protests. That's the last thing we need. You do not want this. I'm telling you, it's summer. People are tired of this nonsense. I mean, have we had a summer came where this has not happened?
With a Republican in office?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was quiet when Biden was in office, yeah, because they didn't have anything to rail against. Right. But now, every time a Republican's in office, every summer, it's riot season. riot season every summer. We're tired of this stuff. Blocking highways. And then whenever we get, whenever arrests start, then they're like, oh, it's escalating. Trump did not escalate this. This had been violent long before. Stores were getting looted long before. Fires were being set long before. Waymos were being destroyed long before. Chunks of concrete were being thrown at cops long before. Border agent or ICE agents were being doxxed long before. So don't act like after a half a week that Trump calling up the National Guard or talking or getting the National Guard involved and maybe calling up the Marines. Don't act like he's escalating this. The people who escalated it is Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass and all these other elected officials in California who refused to do anything to tamp down the violence. And they let it grow and feed itself and grow and grow and grow and get completely out of control. You have livelihoods that are being wrecked. Again, it's like we have the same. It's like, you know, monsoon season with this. We have the same commentary every time stuff like this happens. You know, you've got all of these people that are having their businesses ruined. And what gets me too is that all of this always kickstarts off in minority neighborhoods. Have you noticed this? All of the, and these are organized. Don't think for a second that this is not all organized. There's a lot of threads that deep dive into the money. A lot of the money that's involved in this are a lot of these PACs and a lot of these shadow groups that fund these activists. And all a lot of these activists are very well known because they take their circus show on the road. It's like a traveling circus. But they always start in minority neighborhoods. Like they think that targeting and starting in a minority neighborhood, that that's okay for them to sacrifice that those types of neighborhoods for their activities. They did it in St. Louis, Kane. Oh my gosh, when they started that off in Ferguson, because people, when it first started, let me just go back real quick. When the Mike Brown stuff first started, and Kane is from that area, and I lived like maybe a couple miles down the highway from Ferguson. That area, when it first kicked off, they had protests, but they had a lot of church leaders involved. Kane, as you remember. Yep. And I'm not giving anybody a pass for anything because you always got bad actors in every one of these situations. But the leaders of that, they had church elders. In fact, nobody talks about this. In Ferguson, in the very beginning, those churches got involved like that. They were like, uh-oh, this is going to get bad real quick. So they had a lot of the church leaders. They had a lot of the elders that got involved in Ferguson. And they were immediately like partnering with some of these activists. And they're like, okay, if you're going to do this, it's going to be done peacefully. And you had elders. You had like grandpas. You had deacons in the church. You know, you had historical black churches that were involved. And they were like, we're not going to let this get. And then it changed. It changed, and this is fact, because you had organized activists that came in from Chicago. When Acorn was busted up after the Acorn bust, and I was helped with that story when I worked with Andrew Breitbart, they reformed, and they called themselves MORE, and I forget what that's short for, M-O-R-E. But Acorn reformed, they became MORE. MORE was, that was the group that helped facilitate. They brought in all of these Chicago Marxists, all of these activists, and some of them we knew because we had been involved in a lot of street activism during the Tea Party days, and we knew a lot of these activists because we had seen them trying to start trouble around St. Louis on behalf of like Obama and McCaskill and all that stuff. So they came in, and we were like, wait a minute, what? And they were white Marxists who came in from Chicago. And they hijacked all of that stuff in Ferguson. And in fact, some of the leading voices in the peaceful protests, and what they were trying to do was create a coalition to work with police and to actually get more black police officers from Ferguson. They came in and threw all that out the window, and all hell broke loose. And MORE was paying them. And that's a fact. And you want to know how we all know that? Because the activists didn't get a check one day and they staged a sit-in at the MORE offices and they trended it, hashtag cut the check on Twitter. That's how we know. They didn't get paid when they were supposed to. And so they protested. So you had all these Chicago activists who paused protesting in Ferguson and they did a sit-in at MORE and they had that hashtag cut the check and it trended. And that's how, and they told on themselves. And in the meantime, all of the peaceful activists that were trying to organize things, they got shoved to the side. And then they had the Marxist activists come in and they had their leftist press attack the peaceful actual people who lived in Ferguson, attack them and say, oh, they're just mad because they're not getting camera time. They weren't mad because they weren't getting camera time. They were mad because these Marxists from Chicago came in and were burning down their businesses in their neighborhoods. That's why they were mad. It is always organized. And the same people that were involved in funding that, they were also involved in helping to flip the Colorado legislature. They're involved with trying to flip Texas, and they are involved in funding all of this stuff out in LA. It is all absolutely connected. I mean, some of these activists, I recognize some of the older ones. I recognize them. You remember the chick? This was after Kenneth Gladney got beaten on camera by some SEIU dudes in the parking lot of a Russ Carnahan town hall. That was the first time, one of the first times I started going on Fox regularly. This is like back in 08, and I had the video. And I gave it to Greta Van Susteren, who had her show on. And hers was the only producer I knew at the time at Fox. And I made sure that her producer got that video, and she broke that whole story on her show. And that's all of that stuff with the town halls just blew open. And that happened in St. Louis. It happened with our stuff. And there were activists there that we saw that were from Chicago. And one of them was this old lady. You remember what her name was? I can't, but she was everywhere. She was everywhere. I think they even went to Sanford after the Trayvon stuff. She was everywhere. She was like the one that she was literally like an organizer for hire. This white Marxist from Chicago. But she worked with the SEIU stuff after Gladney. She did all this. And it is also organized. You guys would fall out if you knew. It's always the same players every single time. Always the same players. Gold Co. I love gold. Love the gold standard. I love those hard assets. They offer real security, and they've stood the test of time. You don't have to panic. You just be prepared. You can get your free 2025 gold and silver kit today, and you could qualify for and get unlimited bonus silver. Real silver. Instantly matched to your account, tax and penalty free. Think about it. I mean, national debt is rising about what I think 32% of it's going to be due for refinancing in the next 12 to 18 months. There's a lot of warnings about financial stability. So you need to be prepared. And this is where Gold Co. comes in. They can walk you through it with their 2025 gold and silver kit. Join the thousands like Move called Gold Co., the number one rated company, and see if you can qualify for and get that unlimited bonus silver. DanaLikesGold.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm just still finding some of the craziest audio, by the way, of all this coverage from media of LA stuff. We'll have more of that. Let's see. United has switched off Starlink internet on regional jets after a static problem. I hope that is a one-off issue because Wi-Fi on planes are so bad. And usually, when I'm on a plane, I'm working on a plane too. And that means I have to have Wi-Fi. I mean, I usually work the whole flight when I'm on a plane. I really hope they get that fixed. Let's see here. I don't want to miss it. No, we'll come to that one if we have time left. College students are using no contact orders to block each other in real life. Oh my gosh, this is so stupid. Oh my gosh. So everybody is getting out protective orders against people. That seems really dumb to do that because in some states you can become a prohibited possessor until the conclusion of an investigation. And in Tulane, they've been doing this. Some of their students have been doing this on each other. They said that, they've been issuing no contact orders. I think it's through their university, but still, you can't. That has to be something that, you need a process for that. You can't, good heavens. British Airways is banning crew members from taking selfies and making TikTok videos. I think that's smart, too. And we've got a lot more on the way, including Greta Thunberg and also Simone Biles. Stick with us. Our friends over at Caltech, the PR57, F-I-D-D-Y, PR57. This is a great gun. And it's from Caltech. And they've really changed the game on a lot of the stuff. And this is no different. The PR57 rotary barrel pistol is the lightest 5.7 that's out there. 40% lighter than the competition. Perfect for concealed carry. You can actually concealed carry this thing because it's 40% lighter and it's so thin. The unique top loading design. So get this. It doesn't have traditional magazines. It top loads with stripper clips. That gives it a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. And that rotary barrel, that also helps redefine the size. And the MSRP is only $399. It is so ridiculously affordable. This is one that you have to have and you can have. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy, built to perform. And it's just incredibly innovative, groundbreaking from Kel-Tec. All American labor, all American parts, family owned Kel-Tec right here in the US of A. It's the new PR57, chambered in 5.7 from Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec. Tell them Dana sent you.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Are Democrats out of touch on this issue?
Well, I think if you did the polling in Los Angeles, I'm not sure it would be that way, considering we are a city of immigrants. And then people might approve that policy, but do people really approve the federal government coming in and seizing power from a state and from a city? So I drill down a little further on that poll, because I do not believe that Americans support the federal intervention in a city takeover or a state takeover.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, they do, in fact, approve and disapprove. It's 54% to 46%, and that's of Californians, apparently, according to CNN. And they said, she's like, well, I think if you did the polling on Los Angeles, I'm not sure it would be that way. Well, they did. And it is. I actually thought it would be by a wider margin, but still, it's, you know, it's what, plus 12. So, yeah, that's, you know, that's pretty significant that they do. I mean, I don't know what they think that they were doing here by not doing anything. Welcome back. That's Karen Bass, who's the mayor of Los Angeles. And I find it all fascinating that they were allowing this to happen. Business owners were watching their properties get destroyed. And what are Democrats trying to flex on? What are they trying to flex on? I mean, people, businesses are being looted and destroyed. And this is being described as mostly peaceful. Do you think if Gavin Newsom's mansion was raided by mostly peaceful rioters that he would be okay with it? Because it's the same thing. When someone's going into your store, stealing product that you're selling, that in a business that you use to pay other people's salaries, not to mention your own bills, it's the same thing. But, you know, Gavin Newsom doesn't know that because he's literally a Nepo baby. And Karen Bass is a DEI hire. It's sickening to me. And they're upset. Well, you know, this was all started and kicked off by the administration. No, he responded only after all of this had been going on for days. And I made this point because there's several tweets. I don't know if you've seen, Gavin Newsom went on a tear over the weekend. And he was very upset about all of this and saying that it was basically all, it's all Trump's fault. It's all Trump. It's, you know, he did that. I mean, this is even from days ago. He said the federal government's taking over the California National Guard, not because there's a shortage in law enforcement, but because they want a spectacle, he said. And I'm like, but the violent riots weren't a planned spectacle? You're telling me that the riots weren't? I mean, think about it. You had ICE agents that established an outpost near a Home Depot, and the media in California ran the story as ICE agents are raiding Home Depots. It's the way that they were putting it. And then everyone loses their mind, and then you started to see what you saw. And Newsom says that response to the violent riots and fires and destruction, et cetera, that's escalation and that's a spectacle. These people will do everything possible to protect criminals, won't they?
Yeah.
I read this thread of this guy who lives in L.A. and he works there. He doesn't really want to live there anymore. And he had a separate thread where he was discussing all of that. But he said his son, who's 6 years old, you know, he did really well in school or something. So he took him to the store to pick out a Lego set as a reward because he worked really hard in school and he's been working really doing a lot at home and you know, really being helpful and pitching in and going above and beyond. So his mom and dad were like, okay, well, you can go to the store and you can get a Lego set. So they go into, I think it was a Target, they go into a store and they walk to the toy section and all of the toys are behind glass doors locked. All of them. The whole Lego aisle was nothing but locked glass cabinets. You couldn't. You don't even have the joy of picking up the box and turning it over and looking to see what's on the back of the box. I mean, it's, and what the dad said was like, it's little moments like this that just ruin it. And that's true. Think about that. It's those little moments that you, that these people sacrifice at the altar of coddling criminals. What is the point of coddling criminals? Why are they trying to kiss the ass of illegal immigrants so badly? Sacrificing the businesses of citizens here. The well-being of citizens here. Everybody talks about mental health. The mental health of citizens here. You know how mentally taxing it is to know that, you know, like the Marine veteran I was sharing about, guy's shot and killed in a, or shot and disabled in a restaurant. He was paralyzed because he was shot by an illegal immigrant. What about that? It's, why are they protecting these people over that of their own citizens? You know, I keep thinking of Jamil Shaw Sr., who lost his son, who was killed by illegal immigrants. His son was a high school athlete, honor roll student. I introduced him to the Trump campaign back in 2015. And his son was shot and killed by gang members because Jamil Shaw Jr., his school colors, apparently the gang members did not like literally the jersey of his school colors. He was coming back from practice. And he was apparently like a half a block away from his house. His dad heard the gunshots. And Jamil Shaw Jr. took his last breaths in his dad's arms. And those people, the illegal immigrants that shot him, apparently had been deported. One of them was deported twice. Now, Keynes thinks, so it's going to be their, it's their vote, it's their future voting block. I mean, it is, invasions aren't necessarily like what you see in D-Day, which is was an honorable thing that was liberating occupied France. They're not like amphibious assaults. They're not land-based, you know, with armies marching in. For people who think that those are the, that it had, there has to be a formula followed for an invasion, they are ignorant of history. They need to read some Sun Tzu. They're ignorant of history. They need to read some Marcus Aurelius. They need to read previous military tacticians throughout history. There's a million different ways that you can invade another sovereign nation without firing a single shot. There is a number of ways that you can declare war on another sovereign nation without firing a single shot. It can be monetary. It can be policy. It can be this. And you can't tell me that it's not. And I also think that a lot of it, and I don't think, I know, a lot of it's funded by China. Think of the drug trade. Think of China's relationship with Mexico and the cartels and fentanyl. It is a booming business for them. They, trafficking humans and trafficking fentanyl, that's their biggest export, probably next to tequila and avocados. Maybe some citrus. It is a huge cash crop for them. And China loves it because now they have an agent of destabilization right at the United States' southern border. You're destabilizing a geopolitical foe without using up any of your military resources and staying out of trade policy. You're not even invoking that. And by going through all of these third parties and working through the cartels, you're doing everything you can to just muddy up the fingerprints on it as much as possible. It's super smart. But unfortunately, we have a political party in this country that has enough influence and power that they don't care or they don't know or both. But this stuff that's happening at the border, the stuff that you're seeing in California, that's insane. I can't imagine immigrating to a country. And first off, I can't imagine insulting the country, being such trash you go in illegally. And then further, I can't imagine trying to participate in criminal activity and doing stuff like this because you think that there should not be any kind of consequences for your criminality. I mean, every country has consequences for that. But the United States isn't allowed because the United States is a threat. And you have all of these other players that don't want the United States to be able to enforce that. They want the United States to be weak and from within, much like it was in the final days of Rome with the barbarians. It's very similar. People don't read history. Now, Greta Thunberg was on her selfie flotilla. Audio soundbite 32. She was intercepted, and apparently a lot of the so-called aid that they were going to deliver to Gaza, they actually consumed themselves, according to reports. Listen to this. How dare you? 32.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I am from Sweden. If you see this video, we have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces or forces that support Israel. I urge all my friends, family, and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others as soon as possible.
She's 22 years old. She is a grown adult woman, and people still like coddle her like she's a 10-year-old. I mean, I blame her parents for this. Honestly, she's like, we've been kidnapped. Guess what? When you try to, hey, put it like this. We're on a flotilla. We're on a bunch of unicorn rafts. And we're going to illegally enter Cabo. How well do you think that's going to go?
Yeah, we'll probably get shot.
Well, I mean, you'd be intercepted for sure.
Oh, no doubt.
When you're taken into custody after trying to illegally enter a specific area, especially if it's in a war zone, are you being kidnapped or is that just a consequence of you being a dip redacted?
It's that last part you said there.
That's what I think. So she was on her selfie flotilla, and apparently that's like all they were doing. I don't know what was their purpose. They thought they were trying to deliver aid. Apparently they had 2 tons of aid. Israel is the only nation on earth that's expected to give aid to the people trying to murder it. Explain that one to me. Remember this. This is why I'm like, you know, you have countries like Ukraine and everyone else. Like, wait a minute. Oh, now we're supposed to care? What's different? Now we're supposed, you're being targeted? Oh, but what's the situational difference here? They were on their selfie yacht. And apparently, they're also now going to be forced to watch all of the video footage from October 7th. I think that's genius, and I think that they should. They all showed up, these little activists, with their little picnic blankets on. And they had 12 activists and an Irish actor. I don't know who this Irish actor is. And they were intercepted by the IDF. And the IDF was like very, you know, they brought them to shore. They brought them to Israel. I think it would be very bad for them. I think that they think that they want to go to Gaza. And then when they get to Gaza, what they think and then what the reality is are probably 2 very different things, Kane. Yeah. But they pretended, everybody knew where they were the whole time. These people are such drama queens. They were like, oh, the seas are rough. They weren't. Oh, we lost radio contact. Everybody knew where they were. But they were still able to take photos of themselves and like upload it to the internet. I don't get it. And then the IDF, they boarded and they fed them. They gave them sandwiches. Jeez. They did all this stuff for them. These absolute brats. It's so embarrassing. That is so embarrassing for these activists. And so now their freedom flotilla was detained and they're all going to be deported back to their home countries. And they're forced to watch Hamas's video footage of the October 7th terror atrocities, the genocide. And they called it the selfie. And they're celebrity activists. They said that any of the remaining aid that the celebrities didn't consume, because they apparently ate through a lot of it, because they had a little party. I'm not kidding. Apparently they ate through a lot of it. Lord. How embarrassing for you. They said that they would actually distribute it through their actual humanitarian channels. There's a picture of Greta Thunberg of they're handing her a sandwich. Oh my gosh. She looks like she's well fed. I don't think that they need to worry. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying she doesn't look like she's, you know, starving. Like what? She doesn't look like the prisoners that Hamas kept. She doesn't look like the Israeli prisoners that Hamas had in custody for over a year. I mean, this is so cringe. It's so cringe. Coming up, Kilmar Abrego Garcia is going to be facing charges here in the United States. I have thoughts. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. And Patriot Mobile They want to make sure that, you know, you want to be mindful with your money. They're mindful with the money that people send them for service. And so they're not going to put money behind things that you don't believe in or vote against at the ballot box, while also providing you with exceptional nationwide coverage. They operate on all three major networks, so you get to stay connected wherever you go. And when you switch, you're working with a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. They're dedicated to making your switch easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, upgrade. It's never been easier to switch, and the choice is entirely yours. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service using promo code Dana. Switch today and defend freedom with every call and text you make. Get that free month of service using promo code Dana only at PatriotMobile.com/Dana or by calling 972-PATRIOT.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I think if you're trying to pass off a bad check, maybe don't go for a high dollar amount, like right off the bat. I don't want to give anybody advice for breaking the law, but, you know, a Florida man got charged with trying to cash a fake $5,000 check. He's back in court. It was a and he also had a counterfeit state ID. And he wanted a fake five. He wanted to cash this fake $5,000 check. Billy Pierre, 21 years old of Homestead, Florida. He was arraigned just a few days ago, given $200,000 bond. But yeah, they said that they immediately knew that it was a fake. I mean, first off, $5,000. I mean, you know, it's like, I think it would be, people are going to pay more attention, obviously, if it's a higher dollar amount, right? Than if it was like maybe $100. But he really wanted to go hard, man. He wanted to go all the way. A man assaulted a Chick-fil-A worker after trying to refill a cup that he brought from home. Okay, you can't just bring a cup from home and go into a fast food restaurant and try to get free soda, free drinks. So he's facing, but it's a felony burglary and assault charge. He forced his way into the employee area of Chick-fil-A to fill the beverage cup that he brought from home. It was in Coral Springs. And they said the guy, Ralph Maurice August of Coral Springs, he carried a cup that he had not, it was a Chick-fil-A cup, but it was an old one. And when they said, no, you can't use that cup, and tried to take it and throw it away, he became irate and physically abusive. He pushed the employee, and it was a woman. He pushed her and then trespassed into the restricted area and then tried to flee the scene. But of course they caught him. So now he's in a lot of trouble because he was an idiot. Let's see this. Oh, we had an impersonation. Another Florida impersonation police. You can't do that. You can't fake being a police officer. 59-year-old Mario Allende was charged with falsely impersonating a police officer, pulling someone over. He said he was a federal agent and that the person's driving. He didn't like how that person was driving, so they were going to go to federal prison because he did not like their driving. They said that the witnesses said that he had a car with red and blue lights. He had a black FBI hat and a black wallet with a card that had the FBI insignia on it. And after the incident, the victim flagged down an officer stating that, I think I just got pulled over by a fake cop. And so they got him, and they saw him at that exact intersection. And when he saw the cops, he took off his red and blue lights and tried to put him in the backseat of his car. Yeah, he got arrested, totally. We have our third hour on the way. Go nowhere. We got more in store. Stick with us. It's a Burn-A-Gun. Now, I'm always going to tell you to carry. I carry, and I have zero issue at all whatsoever, ladies and gentlemen, with using lethal force to protect myself or my loved ones. I'm trained and completely non-emotional in doing so. Here's the thing, though. Sometimes you're disarmed, whether it's by municipal restrictions, private property restrictions, or maybe you're a college student and you're living on your own, but you are yet young, too young to be able to have and carry a handgun. This is where Burn-A-Gun comes in. So there's two versions. You have the Burna SD, which is their best-selling model, and then they just came out with the new Burna CL. CL stands for Compact Launcher. Now, it's like the SD, but the difference, 38% smaller, a little bit more compact. All of it's made right here in the U.S. of A. And they shoot chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. It's easy target acquisition. There is no recoil. And when you compare it to like regular stun guns, etc., you got one or two rounds there. Burna has five. It's legal in all 50 states. No background checks, no permits. They ship it right to your door. It does not care about gun-free zone signs either. And it makes it accessible for everyone. So the SD, and then there is the CL. Both of them are great. Now, they have like rifles and that, but for the purpose of self-defense, especially, you know, when you're trying to conceal, I would suggest the SD or CL, and the CL is even more compact. But this is a self-defense option from when your options are limited out of your power. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and get your hands on the new Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana. Byrna, ready when you are. ICE agents driving through LA, and they're trying to leave this protest, this riot. Didn't they punch a horse?
Yeah.
I have this story. Yeah, there's apparently like there's a horse that got punched. I feel like if you're punching a police horse, I should be able to just go free for all on you, right? I feel like you are forfeiting any right to be in any way gently handled after that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, they attacked. I can't even, is this video? Because I cannot watch this video. Do not play it, because you know how I am. I'm like, no, pause. I don't want to watch it. Oh my gosh, no, it's auto-playing.
They're using the giant fireworks to scare these horses. Like, these people have no heart, like, at all. Lump of coal.
I mean, this is just garbage. Garbage. And, I mean, everybody, they were just sitting there. Watching. Okay, go ahead and play it. But I don't, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for these horses. Oh my gosh, if you're doing this to horses, I want to just slap you into another so hard that your ancestors feel it. I mean, they're trying to hurt and scare these horses. So they're attacking the horses now. Thankfully, the riders are very well trained and they're able to calm the horses down and keep them. That's just horrible. This is not peaceful. These people are thugs. Deport every, if you're participating in this and you're in the country illegally, GTFO, you're not owed a single damn thing. This is our land. Get out. I'm done with it. I'm done being, I mean, I guess you have to like devolve down to just brutality and, you know, ancient tribal warfare, I guess, in order to get the message across to people who don't understand that these actions, this is felonious criminal activity. I can't. That just is sad. And these sweet little horses, they weren't doing anything wrong. And the right, they were just there overseeing everything. It's not the, you know what? If you don't want the police to come out when you're protesting, then don't write and damage stuff. I've organized protests. I've attended more protests than I can count over like a 15-year period. I've crashed protests. The only time that I saw that we had SWAT respond to a protest, I wasn't actually at this one. It was in Illinois, and it was during the first Obama term. And I wasn't there because it was in the middle of the week and I was on air. And so there were a bunch of elderly people that were coming out because it also had to do with some of the things that was Social Security that Obama was proposing to do. This was in the lead up to Obamacare. And there were a bunch of elderly people who came out legit with coolers filled with little high C pouches, and they had folding chairs, and they were going to sit and just like protest. You know, that's what there's video of it. They sent SWAT out to basically face off with these elderly people. It was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. But I've been to so many protests, the conservative protests, and you know, people who are constitutionalists, it never does. They never devolve into this. This is always what leftists do. Every single time. And you have illegal immigrants, and then you have Marxists that are exploiting this moment to do this. And I don't know. I think these people, where's PETA with this stuff? Where are you at, PETA?
Thank you.
Where the hell was PETA about, you know, all of these, they reached out to me one time because they liked one of the stories I did. And I'm like, where the hell were you guys at when all these animals are being released at the southern border by people coming in across the border illegally? You know, claim to care about animals so much. Ain't hear nothing from you on that. Let's sit here and compare and contrast the actual love for animals, shall we? Where's the concern for these horses? That what these protesters are doing to these rioters, what they're doing to the horses. Where are these animal rights groups? Just like with these bitches who sit here in cottage industry, feminazism, they are nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Ever. It's insane. I feel like, you know, we're going to have to go back to centuries of yore to deal with this, some of this stuff. I am way more hardcore than this. I think if you're in the country illegally and you're taking part in this stuff, I think that we should be able to react to you the same way that Mexico would react to somebody that came into its country illegally and then started participating in riots. I think we should be able to enact the exact same kind of penalty to those people that they do. Absolutely. But this is just, it's ridiculous. And the media cover up of this, the media cover up. Now, I do want to say something that might be unpopular, because I see a lot of people breathlessly saying that we are on the edge of a civil war. No, we're not. How do I know that? Did you see the way the last election went? Did you see the way the last election went? Sorry, but you can't have as many people as you have, as we had back in 2024. Can't believe it's only been like 5 months. You cannot have that many people vote the way that they did and also be on the edge of a civil war. People are tired of this stuff. I really want to drive home this point. The left is the minority now. And this is what the right is getting wrong about the approach to this. These far left progressives are the minority. The right has been succeeding in stamping out this ridiculous lawlessness and disorder. And they have been making the case. See, left and right, this paradigm used to be based on policy, and now it's so much, much more. It's cultural. This is the problem. It is the criminality and the disorder and the chaos is a cultural building block of the left now, which they've conflated with policy, so it's changed things. But I don't believe that we're on the edge of a civil war simply because too many people voted against this nuttiness. I mean, would you agree with that, Kane? I think a lot of people are saying that, and I kind of wonder if they're not saying it for clicks. I just feel like there needs to be perspective here.
Yeah, we actually have, even this morning, a poll from CNN that talks about Trump's approval rating as it relates to immigration.
A CNN poll.
It's up 22 points from 2017. People want this. The majority of people want this, and it's just something the media is going to have to accept.
And in California, it's like plus 12 in favor of the administration's policies in terms of dealing with illegal immigration. So, I don't believe that we're on the cusp of a civil war. What I do believe, though, is that the left is losing the cultural revolution. In one instance, I think that there is a secondary ulterior motive in which they want to remake the right surreptitiously, and that's a conversation for another day. But by and large, I'm not seeing that too many people voted against this. I got to tell you, I know of people who live in some very liberal areas, and we do not agree on everything. And some of them, I have an individual I know who is very opposite me on the trans issue. But they also are not one of those individuals that's forcing it on kids and in schools and all this stuff. They just, if you do what you're doing, you want to be left alone and you're an adult, then, don't mess with me. I'm not messing with you. As long as you're not involved in pedophilia. But they see this stuff and they're like, wait a minute, we don't want people here coming in illegally and then causing all this trouble and, creating this chaos and engaging in criminality. They don't want to deal with that either. And I think focusing on those issues of that common ground has been chipping away at the left. And that's why I think we're really not on the edge of a civil war. And I don't want the right to start engaging in that clickbait stuff as a way to, kind of turn up momentum, because that dissipates very quickly. The right is not the left. The left has to have that kind of fodder to constantly motivate them. The right doesn't, because the right, when you ask something of voters, they want to see a receipt. They are very different from the left. They want receipts. And we can all see this stuff happening. So This is just bad for them. This is all bad for them. Let me, case in point with the cultural stuff. I want to shift gears somewhat here. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. So Simone Biles, who she's, I think they consider her one of the greatest gymnasts of all time, right? I think they do. Yeah. I was trying to remember who, I think like of our generation, they consider her to be like one of the greatest. So Simone Biles went after, I'm pulling this tweet up, Riley Gaines out of like nowhere. Riley Gaines wasn't talking to anybody. She was just making a comment about a trans athlete, a man competing as a woman, who ended up, you know, beating out all of these other women, obviously. And she went after, Riley Gaines made mention of it, and then out of nowhere, Simone Biles gets involved, which is kind of trashy. And she went after Riley Gaines for it, and like tried to insult her. She went on a tear. It was like all weekend, wasn't it? It was like all weekend. She made fun of her height. She goes, bully someone your own size, which would ironically be a male. Riley Gaines is like 5'4", 5'5". She's only a few inches taller than Simone Biles. Okay. So that doesn't make sense. She was, she retweeted and said, you're sick. All of this campaigning because you lost a race. Straight up sore loser. You should be uplifting the trans community and perhaps finding a way to make sports inclusive or creating a new avenue where trans feel safe in sports. Maybe a transgender category in all sports, but instead you bully them. One thing is for sure, no one in sports is safe with you around. Simone Biles is a thug. This is thug behavior. Shame on you. She's a fake feminist. She's somebody who, and she seems like a handful. Like, she seems like a diva, and she constantly complains. And she was always like, I'm bullied, mental health, blah, blah, blah. She didn't want to do press. You know, you're an Olympian, whatever. She's has a silver spoon. She's wanted for nothing in life. She's had a completely, you know, fairy tale existence. And she's mad because Riley Gaines was robbed of a spot on the podium by a man who is bigger than her, has greater muscle strength than she does, is faster, who went through puberty as a man, who competed in swimming as a man until just a few years ago. She would have been tops in her category were it not for the man that knocked her down a peg. And if Simone Biles had to compete against a male gymnast, guess what? Simone Biles is going to lose. But I honestly feel like there are some women who advocate for the trans stuff, like Simone Biles, who see younger talent coming up after them. And I feel like they don't want their crown to get tarnished, or they don't want to be outshined by younger talent. So they're trying to pull that ladder up. They don't want other women to actually be able to share their space. So they're trying to force them to compete with men to make that not possible. I honestly think that's a motivation, one of the motivations here. Does that make sense? That's how women think. Women are weird. Women.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, women can be catty. Like a lot of women, especially if they're on the left, they really believe in the scarcity of opportunity. Although some on the right believe that. I mean, there's stories out there. But they believe in the scarcity of opportunity. And I really get the sense that Simone Biles is just like, I don't want anyone else to outshine me ever. So we need to have men integrated in women's sports now. Because that way, then it's all men and she doesn't have to ever share the title with another female. She doesn't ever have to compete with another female for sports endorsements, right? She doesn't have to worry about all of that. She can keep, you know, this title of being one of the greats so long as no one comes up underneath her to outshine her. Honestly, I really feel like that's what a lot of it is. A lot of these women are too insecure and they don't have the confidence. And they, I feel like they don't really want to maintain what they have anymore. So they just want to keep other women from coming up. That makes sense if you think about it. And, you know, given, you know, the way that her personality seems, I totally buy that. And that's sad, right? That's sad that there are some women out there who are so threatened and who are so weak that they feel like they're going to be diminished because younger talent comes up. It's like, well, you can't just revel in the fact that you helped pave the way and you helped make this happen and you helped elevate women's sports. You feel like you've got to gatekeep by taking that ladder away and preventing other women from ascending also. That's anti-woman. And they lie to themselves and they pretend that it's actually pro-trans when they're using trans as a tool to gatekeep and keep others from outshining them. You see how that works? They pretend to be trans adjacent, but they're really not. They're using it as a tool to protect and gatekeep so that they don't have to give up an endorsement or lose anything on their own. Interesting. We're on to you. Hey, folks. So I want to share something important that every American should be aware of. We're seeing a lot of economic uncertainty right now. You have the national debt rising, global trade tensions impacting markets, and tariffs with higher prices on the stuff that everybody uses every day. It's not about panic. It's about preparation. So this is why I partnered with GoldCo, the top-rated precious metals company, to help you take a step towards protecting your financial future. Smart investors look to hard assets like gold and silver to help weather the storm. It's a strategy that's been used for generations. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit that breaks it all down for you. And if you qualify, you could receive unlimited bonus silver, real silver, matched to your account with no taxes or penalties. It's a smart move that could help you feel more secure with what lies ahead. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started. That's DanaLikesGold.com and move forward with confidence.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a video shows a crane delivering Jeff Bezos's furniture to a penthouse after he closes down Fifth Avenue. I mean, I guess you can, that's actually pretty impressive. I think you do have to do some of that with some of the furniture if you live in some of those high rises, but he apparently had to shut down all of Fifth to make this happen, to deliver his furniture. And it showed it being hoisted above the intersection and lined with caution tape and all kinds of stuff. I don't know how many pieces they put up there. I don't know how long. That cannot be cheap.
IKEA makes me put it together.
I know, man. It makes IKEA look kind of good. And then I'm just saying. Let's see. Also, we've got, there's Gen Z are, what is this? Drinks not in employment, education, or training. Gen Z are becoming neats by choice. They don't want to be employed, educated, or trained for anything. That's a thing. I'm a little short here, but I'll make up for it next segment. Stick with us. We got more in store. Summer is all about making great memories. Backyard barbecues, road trips, lake days, even just relaxing in a hammock with a good book. Spending time with friends and family, catching sunset views. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. It's kind of hard to enjoy the simple moments when you're in pain. So here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made with natural ingredients. And unlike pain meds that just mask it, Relief Factor works to reduce, even eliminate your pain for good. So whether you're spending time at the lake or chasing your kids or grandkids or just enjoying a summer stroll, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of what you love. Reclaim your summer. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF to get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is your response to the fact that the president has ordered 2,000 National Guard troops to California?
Look, Donna, we have a president who is moving this country rapidly into authoritarianism. This guy wants all of the power. He does not believe in the Constitution. He does not believe in the rule of law. We just celebrated a few days ago, June 6th, the American landing at Normandy, mm-hmm. which began the invasion of Europe to defeat fascism and Nazism. Those guys died. They gave up their lives to defend democracy, not to have an all-powerful ruler in the United States of America.
How is enforcing immigration law like having an all-powerful ruler in the United States of America? How is enforcing existing constitutional law that was already law and predates the election or the candidacy, even the birth of the current president? How is that in any way a fulfillment of what you're fear-mongering about, Bernie Sanders? This is like brain-dead commentary. If I was Dana Bash, I would have sat there and I would have asked him to follow. I would have asked him to explain that. Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? How is enforcing law that actually predates the birth of the current president of the United States in any way like tyranny? Can you explain that? Or what would you do, Senator Sanders? How would you change the Constitution to enable or facilitate further immigration by people who enter illegally? How, what would you, so you believe in de facto illegal immigration then? I mean, I would just keep like, I mean, if anything, if here's what gets me. Some of these people on the left, including these people in the press, they are such zealots. They don't even care about doing good journalism or even, you know, having a good segment that goes viral because you're asking some really tough questions. I don't get that. There is nobody or no ideology except there's nothing that I am. No exceptions. There is nothing, no political ideology that I am so zealous about, except maybe for 2A stuff. I'm not going to cover for anybody. You still grill them and ask them questions. I just can't even believe that she, I mean, that's an easy layup, Kane.
Absolutely.
Like, why wouldn't she even follow up? Like, what are you talking about? What about this constitutional law? What about it makes it tyrannical?
I mean, this is how irresponsible the Democrats don't mind being, because they understand that emotions are hot. So instead of go out there and quell the emotions, we've seen it time and time again, just in the last 24 hours, Democrats have gone out there and said, we need more in the streets. We need more of this. Trump is the bad guy here. Upholding the rule of law is somehow the bad thing. So Democrats are manufacturing this, and they're doing it 100% with the help of the media.
Yeah. Oh, completely they are. The media is not doing their due diligence at all whatsoever. I just, that was embarrassing. Then she just sits there and listens to it and doesn't follow up with it. If I had a lawmaker tell me that on my program, I would be dumbfounded, and I would not be able to prevent myself from going, what the ever-loving redacted are you talking about? So you think that this current law, the way that the Constitution is written, is tyrannical? Can you be specific? What clause specifically? And then there's some, no, Senator, I'm asking you, like, what specifically you think, do you think that Trump somehow was able to predate his own birth and manufacture this portion of the Constitution that has established this law that has existed even predating your birth, Senator Sanders? Can you explain that? I just want to watch them tread before they go under and their lungs fill with stupidity. It's asinine. I mean, this is brain dead. It's brain dead. That's not journalism. That's brain dead fluff. That's all that is. Jiminy Christmas. And we got this whole situation with Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Lorraine's got a very, very insightful post up that you need to read over at Chapter and Verse and Substack, because he's been brought back. Now, I always think, and I know she agrees with us, that this dude had his due process. How many trials did he get? How many times did he see a judge? 3 or 4? And don't forget, he's a wife-beating human trafficker, and he was caught red-handed trafficking people. And apparently he's got a lot. He's got 2 counts related to transporting illegals, and that was just on the body cam footage alone. Bondi said that he was also part of that same human trafficking ring that was connected to the 2021 truck crash in Mexico that killed 50 people. Now, remember, the vehicle that he was driving when he was pulled over in that body cam footage was apparently owned by the guy who, like, runs that whole human trafficking ring. One of his co-conspirators apparently already told investigators, Lorraine reports, that Abrego Garcia was involved with the murder of a rival gang member's mother. The women that he trafficked, he apparently abused. He apparently also solicited nude photos and videos from minors. He hasn't been charged with those yet, but apparently that came up with the investigation. Now, this is what she says that I think is interesting, because I think we all agree that Kilmar Abrego Garcia got his due process, right? I don't really care that he was sent back to El Salvador. I get him away. I don't care. And I trust that dude was going to keep him in a prison forever, because that dude, everyone was talking about the El Salvadoran president. He's pretty brutal, y'all. But, you know, sometimes that works for us, and I'm not objecting to it. So this is what Lorraine says. She says the real issue here is the stonewalling from the administration. So she's kind of got an issue with Bondi. And she says, You know, because of the breakup between Trump and Musk, she writes, and again, you can read this, the chapter and verse, I can't help but wonder if Bondi and all of the lawyers that she's got, that she's been working with at the DOJ, if they're trying to walk this very narrow pathway between the executive and judicial branches. And she says, Trump has a very reasonable distrust of the judicial system. Over the past few years, he's wound up before several activist judges who actively tipped the scales of justice against him. She adds, it seems that Bondi and crew don't want to anger Trump, which would explain why the DOJ is being so utterly stupid in court. So instead of just asking, apparently, this judge to send him back again for a bit, they chose to play word games, she writes, and stall. And all they managed to do was anger a judge that actually is fairly reasonable, she writes. And Lorraine has done a whole series of examinations on these judges, these activist judges. So they brought him back. He's jailed like outside, what, 50 miles outside of Nashville. And this reasonable judge was told by the DOJ that they consider to be in compliance with her order. They got to return him and they're going to file to dismiss the case in Maryland. And Kilmar's lawyer responded by pointing out that the new grand jury indictments only happened because the government was stonewalling discovery and would not comply with the judge's orders in that Maryland case. And so Kilmar's lawyer is pushing for the Maryland case to continue, not just to allow the judge to hold the government in contempt, but also because Bondi said that Kilmar would be returned to El Salvador after serving his sentence if convicted in an American jail. But the charges in Tennessee don't negate the withholding order that prevented him from being sent to his home country. And because of how the DOJ handled this case from the jump, she adds, I can't imagine the judge is going to be on their side. So that is an issue. That is an issue. So I think there was a little some missteps there by the AG. And I don't think it was I don't necessarily think it was directed by Trump. I understand what they were doing. But then at the same time, I'm also here. So we are going to hold ourselves to protocol, but we are under this assumption that he should be given more due process than the average bear in this country. Is that, am I being goofy? Kane, weigh in on this, because I feel like, I don't care.
No, I mean,
send his ass back.
Exactly how you described it is exactly what it is they want, I guess.
I mean, if they can say things like undocumented instead of illegal, then I feel like, what does it matter that some protocol was messed up? See, this is the problem, by the way, guys, of not practicing consistency before the law. The strength of the law, a great part of it comes from the consistency to which it's applied. And when you do not have consistency with the law before it and under it, when it's broken, then, you know, people like me are, I will absolutely look for ways to skirt it. Oh, I'm not even going to lie. This is why you can't have me in elected office, because I'm a step above anarchy. Maybe a step and a half. I will always look for ways. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, it's just sending back. I don't care about protocol or paperwork error. I really don't care. The guy's a human trafficking, wife-beating thug. I don't care. I don't even know why he's alive. You're a predator. You're soliciting nudie photos from minors. Why are you breathing? That's my two cents on it. I just feel like a strong message needs to be sent. What is anybody else going to do? Step off. The most powerful country in the world. Kiss my backside. Don't care. Right? I'm 85% there. I really don't care. But then I know. I also have that little, you know, replica voice of John Adams in my head going, but I defended the Redcoats after the Boston Massacre, so that we could show our consistency in upholding the rule of law. I get it. But still, Lorraine adds, what the DOJ should have done way back, they should have brought him back onto the judge, had the withholding removed, because the rival gang that he was claiming that he was under assault from, because he was in a gang, is gone. What? Sidebar. I don't care if a gang member says that they're in trouble with another gang because they're in the opposing gangs. And she said, instead, the DOJ chose to jerk the judge's chain and play games. So the DOJ messed this up, is what it sounds like. It sounds like they messed this up. Okay. Are you okay over there, Kane?
Yeah.
I can only see the top of your head rolling off your shoulders. Are you all right?
Yeah. I mean, if you think this judge originally had the right for this injunction, then yeah, I guess what you're saying is correct.
I, uh, I just feel like if I were president, I would fax her my middle finger and be like, meh, he's gone. But you're like, Dana, you can't do that. In a Dana administration, you think Trump is bad? Jeez. Imagine me. You guys don't even know. I don't even care about the optics. I just don't care.
So you'd send those big baseball game size foam fingers that was the middle finger.
I would have someone in a giant middle finger foam costume show up to the courtroom and just dance around. Like, don't care. He's gone. He's gone. Don't care. You know? I'd buy them from where the unions get the inflatable rats. That's where I'd get it. You know, I'm sure they make all those costumes, you know? But I don't know. I just...
Now, is this going to... So here's the deal. Where he is in El Salvador, like if he was to stay there, was that a better situation than the one he's actually getting now? Or is it worse?
Oh, I don't know. He's going to be coming to... I would have sent that El Salvadoran president. I know he's a thug, but if he's a thug for the right reasons right now, I'm very Machiavellian. Send him a nice fruit basket.
Yes.
Send him some a brisket of the month club. I'm sure one exists. Send him down some good Texas brisket.
Yeah.
Just
Bukele's
saying.
Bukele's the reason why that rival gang is no longer a threat. To Garcia, so yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, I feel like he did him a favor. It's how you're going to return that favor? You're going to do that favor that way?
Yeah.
It's not good. Not good. I get, you know, I'm just saying, like, modern problems sometimes call Kane for old solutions,
right.
You know. But, I mean, I get it. And again, I know, because I'm going to get email about this. I have the little John, but, you know, Dana, you know, the ghost of John Adams. I defended the Redcoats so that we could uphold due process in our fledgling republic and show that we were serious as a breakaway sovereign entity from the monarchy. I get that little replica ghost of John Adams. I get that. But, again, modern problems, old solutions, foam finger. Let's get it. We got more on the way. I'm not even kidding you.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
So make sure you sign up over at Substack as well, Chapter and Verse. There's a lot of good stuff that goes out there regularly, and Lorraine's got a piece up about Kilmar Brigo Garcia right now, and kind of the slow walking from the DOJ, and then the judge reacting the way they did this with this whole case. And then we got the ongoing peaceful protest. There's an interesting piece that I'm going to drop into. It may be a standalone piece. If not, it's definitely going to be in your prep for tomorrow, where I share the links of the stuff I'm talking about that day. And it's a Wall Street Journal piece. And it says a group backed by George Soros is going to plow millions into turning Texas blue. Now, this is like the second or third time that they've tried this. There's a book out there called The Blueprint, and it details how Democrat operatives flipped Colorado after 63 years of Republican administration to blue in just two election cycles. The same people were involved in trying to do that to Texas, but they met a lot of resistance. So now a Soros-financed group is going to try again, because they haven't won any statewide races, really, since 1994. But they're trying to make some gains in the state legislature. Of course, it doesn't help that you have a bunch of rhinos down in Austin, Texas, that are facilitating this by making these Democrats chairs of committees that they do not have the numbers technically in the legislature to even command. So it is a very good read. And you need to be on the lookout, especially if you're in a red state. You need to be on the lookout for this happening in your state. Don't think that you're safe, because you're not. In the meantime, today in Stupidity Game.
All right, it's LA's Attorney General. Well, it's California's Attorney General is what we should say, because you would think he'd be upset about the people throwing fire and rocks and stuff at police, but apparently this is his focus. Juan, go right ahead.
An order that abused the federal government's authority and violated the 10th Amendment and federal law. An order that skipped over multiple rational, common sense, strategic steps that should have been deployed to quell unrest and prevent escalation. As a result, I, in partnership with Governor Gavin Newsom, are suing President Trump and asking the court to set aside the president's
The person who's
action.
Actually working to restore law and order in California, because California leaders aren't doing it.
Can those business owners sue him for the destruction of their businesses?
I bet you they should. I don't know if they could.
Can, like, residents who have been affected negatively by the violence and the destruction, can they sue? the city of LA for failing to do anything to contain it.
How many times in the past and how far back can they go?
I mean, that's a great question. I am scheduled to be on with Waters tonight. Jesse Waters, Waters World. You can watch Facebook for updates on that. In the meantime, find a Substack, Chapter and Verse, Facebook, YouTube, like and subscribe. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.